Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year B. Our first reading will be taken from the book of Job, chapter 7, verses 1 to 4, 6 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 147. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 9, verses 16 to 19, 22 to 23. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He prevails against our darkness. Today's readings remind us that our world is broken, which compels us to perceive only the darkness around us and make us believe that we are doomed and there is no hope outside that valley of darkness. However, my brother, my sister, today's psalmist also reminds us that the Lord heals the brokenhearted. In other words, the Lord is willing to transform and raise the lowly and brokenhearted who are prepared to use God's gifts of love and mercy in them and their talents for the renewal of our world and to rebuild our lives. Yes, the Lord is willing to renew us, and the Lord is willing to renew the world through the work of our hands. And so, my brother, my sister, it is right to say that the Lord is aware of our conditions, but comes with His plans of healing and restoration. In other words, there is hope for those who cooperate with grace and are determined to save themselves and others at any cost. These men and women are unwilling to succumb to despair, for they will not allow their days to pass or vanish without doing what is necessary to attain joy and happiness. Their determination is based on God's power. In today's gospel, the supremacy of God's power over the powers of darkness, sickness, and death is manifested, and we have an assurance that this power of love and healing will be given to those who call on His name, listen to His word, and follow in His footsteps. And so, my brother, my sister, we must avail ourselves for the reception of God's power. For when we receive His power, purposeful grace is bestowed when we feel broken, and joyful praise is infused in us when we succeed in life. The psalmist of Psalm 118 says, "They are happy whose life is blameless, who follow God's law. They are happy those who do His will, seeking Him with all their hearts." And so, my brother, my sister, the prophet Hosea says, "Come, let us return to the Lord, for He will revive us on the second day and raise us on the third day." Yes, my brother, my sister, this is the time to look for the Lord, to go to a lonely place, to rediscover our faith in Christ Jesus, and to be raised by the Lord Himself. This is the time to free ourselves from the grip of this broken world and join the Lord in reclaiming our friends and families for the rule of God. If we cannot preach the word, let us heal our broken world with acts of kindness, love, mercy, and generosity. Yes, the Lord is willing to conquer this world with our tiny acts of goodness. Hence, my brother, my sister, we believe, and we believe strongly, that His light, the light of the Lord, will prevail against the powers that creep in the dark, looking for the ruin of souls. They will not find us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, seat of wisdom, pray for us. Saint Michael, the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.